KGB let the story go quiet for a couple of years after India, but with AIDS still making scary headlines in 85, they revived it, this time in a prominent Moscow newspaper. And the source for this story? You guessed it. It's brilliant, really. They've repeated the story, but concealed their hand, distancing themselves from the lie they started. So we're now into 1986, and the KGB want to add gravitas to this lie. So they look around for a scientist, a human face, someone who could back up the lie with data. And, no joke, this is the dude they found. This is Dr. Jacob Segal. Remember I said the report had two authors? Well, here comes the co-author now. It's his wife, Lily. Believe it or not, these two wrote that report that claimed to have evidence AIDS was created in a US government lab.
This scientific gobbledygook. And, you know, you read this stuff and who can understand it? But it purports to be proof.
But the thing is, it worked. The KGB made sure the Segal report was read by journalists all over Africa, and they kept on pushing it until it went, well, viral. It appeared in 200 reports in 80 countries. Even the Daily Express in London runs with it. And finally, on March 30th, 1987, the KGB hits the jackpot.
A Soviet military publication claims the virus that causes AIDS leaked.